Francisco Ayala was born in Madrid in 1934, a few years before the Spanish Civil War that deeply divided his native country and prompted an exodus of the Spanish elite.
They didn't want to remain there with Franco's dictatorship.
But Ayala's family, who owned a department store, stayed, and he grew up in the shadow of the Spanish dictatorship. He and his siblings went to Catholic schools.
Religious classes were required in every school, even in the public schools.
A priest sparked Ayala's interest in science. He went on to study physics at the University of Madrid, and with that degree in hand, headed to a theological center in Salamanca, where in 1960 he was ordained a Dominican priest. But the next year he decided to return to science and 5 years later left the priesthood. He pursued a degree in evolutionary genetics at Columbia University in New York.
Trying to understand humans, what we are and where we come from.
In 1964, Ayala received a doctorate in the field. His research began with fruit flies, but over the last two decades, his focus has been on parasitic protozoa, single-celled organisms that cause major diseases. Ayala discovered that parasites were responsible for chagas, an often fatal disease afflicting millions of people in the Americas. The parasites reproduce not sexually, but by cloning.
That is, each individual, as it were, grows and divides into two. And that process keeps going on generation after generation, thousand after thousand years, million after million years.
This led to similar discoveries about the parasites that cause malaria and other tropical diseases.
We are able to demonstrate that the spread of malignant malaria happened only within the last 5,000 years, even though the parasite affects hundreds of millions of people. So it's a very recent human disease in the evolutionary scale.
Ayala says malaria was likely first transmitted from chimpanzees to humans through a single mosquito. In one recent study, among the 1,000 he's published, Ayala establishes that gorillas and chimps may serve as reservoirs for the parasites that cause human malaria.
The next step is for epidemiologists and physicians who are trying to develop vaccines or drugs to take advantage of this knowledge in doing their work.
In addition to his work as a scientist, Ayala has also written and lectured extensively on religion and science. The former priest says the theory of evolution is consistent with his Christian faith.
Believing God and accepting that life has purpose and meaning and accepting moral values and other things that are properly the content of religion are perfectly compatible with science.
Which is why Ayala joined a legal battle in the early 1980s. He was an expert witness in the challenge against an Arkansas law mandating that the biblical story of creation be taught in schools, alongside Darwin's theory of evolution.
That law was rejected.
Ayala says the Bible has no place in science education, a position affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Laws like this required to teach creationism in science classes were unconstitutional.
Not only are the laws unconstitutional, Ayala asserts, but creationism, especially widespread in the American South among evangelical Christians, is contrary to Christian tradition. He says 3rd century church theologian and philosopher St. Augustine understood that.
He says repeatedly what the Bible is teaching us is how to worship God, how we should relate to each other, our moral values, and how to go to heaven, not how the heavens were made. How the heavens were made is for the scientists to find out.
Francisco Ayala became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 1971. He's received many awards for his work, including the National Medal of Science, the nation's top science honor. And this year, he won the Templeton Prize for Achievement Affirming Life Spirituality. In announcing the award, Templeton officials said Ayala's clear voice in matters of science and faith echoes the Foundation's belief that evolution of the mind and truly open-minded inquiry can lead to real spiritual progress in the world. The prize is worth $1.6 million, and Ayala says all the money will go to charity. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.